Lord, may quiet our hearts that we may listen to your still small voice, so that in hearing your word we may respond in fervent faith. As Jesus led his disciples of old, so lead us, your children, today. We ask it in his name. Amen. You may be seated. We all remember our Bible stories, and one of the real characters of the New Testament, and almost a bridge between the Old and the New Testament, is John the Baptist. We remember the hair shirts and living in the deserts and eating wild honey and locusts, mainly because this guy was really weird, even by biblical standards. But he must have been quite charismatic because he went around preaching repentance and the coming of a Messiah, and he gained quite a following, crowds as we hear. John the Baptist is one of the most distinctive characters in the New Testament, and as I mentioned earlier, he did have an unusual flair for fashion, wearing wild-looking clothing made of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist. And he ate these strange diets and he preached a strange message. But unlike many, John clearly understood that he had been set apart by God for a real purpose. And through God's direction, John the Baptist challenged the people to prepare for the coming of the Messiah by turning away from sin and being baptized as a symbol of repentance. And although John held no power or influence in the Jewish political system, he delivered his message with the force of authority. People couldn't resist the overpowering truth of his words as they flocked by the hundreds to hear him and be baptized. And even as he attracted the attention of the crowds, he never lost sight of his mission to point people to Christ. John's mother, Elizabeth, was a relative of Mary, the mother of Jesus. The two women were pregnant at the same time, and the Bible says when the two expectant mothers met, the baby leaped in Elizabeth's womb as she was filled with the Holy Spirit. The angel Gabriel already foretold this miraculous birth and prophetic ministry of John the Baptist to his father Zechariah. There are many who are convinced that John himself was the Messiah, and they were following him as one might follow a rock star religious leader. And today's gospel reminds us of his single-mindedness and important mission to prepare us for the coming of the Messiah. The Old Testament is full of prophecy about the coming of a new religious leader who would bring the world together in peace and harmony, and who would bring salvation and comfort. And as we read from Zephaniah, a Savior who would bring us home, bring us renewal. It is this good news that John the Baptist is sharing, and yet the people don't quite get it. As all of us do from time to time, John the Baptist lost his temper. "You brood of vipers," he shouted at these people milling around, trying to be in the latest fad, baptism, without really understanding that there was more to do with this than a little sprinkling or dunking of water and magic words. And so these crowds yell out to John the Baptist, okay, so you say we need to do more than jump into the river with you. What more do we need to do? And John the Baptist makes it very clear. John the Baptist gives a very clear message about the actions we need to take, the generosity we need to practice, the love we need to share. And here, I must confess, I am a belt and suspender kind of person. Why have one of something when if you have two, you can never run out? Why have one case of ramen noodles when you can have two and not run out? I've carried two cases of ramen noodles in the back of my car for weeks now, And despite purchasing those for the church to offer to our increasing numbers of hungry who call, why did I need two cases? And for a while, I had two gas grills, small travel types, but still two gas grills, because one might go bad and I needed a backup. And why is my pantry filled with food that expires because I purchased too much? And oh, maybe there's some psychological backstory, but come on, we all have psychological backstories. And so John the Baptist speaks right to me when he tells me, whoever has two coats or cases of ramen noodles or gas grills or dollars or boxes of yarn or boxes of crafting supplies or sets of china must share with anyone who has none. It even says ramen noodles right there in the Bible. John tells us we need to share our abundance. He tells us how we are to love one another. And then comes the one most of us like to pass right over. Be satisfied with your wages. Are you kidding? Who have you ever met who says, hey, I think I'm paid the perfect amount? And that has much to do with our human condition of not enough. Not skinny enough, not rich enough, not smart enough, not paid enough. And yet we're called back again and again to the words in Philippians. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. So we need to love, which we show by sharing, and we need to be satisfied with our lives and not be anxious about making more money and getting raises. And we're not supposed to worry. Worry. I worry. I worry too much. And that's powerful and difficult to love through sharing. And so what's it that you might have two of that you need to share with someone who has none? And don't be anxious and don't worry. You know, since I've been spending more time here at the church and answering the phone, there's almost not a day that goes by when we don't get a call from a weary traveler or a homeless young person or a drunken alcohol-addled person who calls wanting food or shelter or money. And as you know, I learned from my social worker mother that money feeds addiction, so I don't give people cash. But we do give shelter at $40 a night at the Circle Z. And we do give a case of ramen noodles to the hungry. And we do drive to the shut-ins with Meals on Wheels. And I cleaned out my closet and should probably do it again to provide clothes to those who need clothes. And we do give baby goods to the poor mom with one more mouth to feed. And as Christians, we're called to share our many blessings. And sometimes we just don't know how to help those in need. Maybe we need to look more closely at our own community and work to serve those in need. John the Baptist asks us to prepare for the coming of the Messiah. And each year during this Advent season, we're asked to prepare for the coming of the Messiah as our annual birthday party for Christ rolls around. Let's think a little bit and let's consider as a community what we might do to serve and to share. Let's enter into 2016 with a message of good news for all. And as we are reminded, let us be gentle with one another, so people will know us by our gentleness. In Christ's name, amen.